Don't touch that phallus! I am terribly sorry, Supreme One, but I could not allow you to waste such precious materials. Who am I? My code is NS69FW. I am a time agent from the year 3022, and I'm going to have to ask you to put the lotion down. Excuse me a moment, Supreme One. These ancient models are just so confusing.
I was born by the snatch. I don't want to die by the snatch.
All right. Here seems to be the source of electricity. I apologize for eliminating your computer box, Supreme One, but that pre-recorded copulation simulator was distracting me with its noises. As I've said, I am a time agent who has come to ask for your help in a grave matter, Supreme One. You are, quite literally, the only person who can save the human race. You look alarmed. I understand. I am a strange person who emerged quite suddenly from your place of clothing storage. Even dressed as one of you, I'm sure that image was confusing enough. What do you mean? What is wrong with my state of dress? I am one of the top scholars of your time period. This is part of why I was chosen for the mission. I have recreated the look of the modern female in the first century of the third millennium to perfection, using only the most accurate data. My globsnaps jingle just as they ought to attract a suitable mate, and I am outfitted with this stylish hat predated to your time. What is a lampshade? This is most certainly a hat. Are you saying, Supreme One, that I am not dressed in a sexy and alluring manner to you right now? That is very troubling, then. Perhaps. It's not in the plan, but I will take the initiative to change my appearance to that of my own time, then. Allow me one moment to adjust my spatial dilator. There. I may look more alien to you in my bioware, but at least you won't be laughing at me anymore. Oh no, Supreme One, please, laugh at me all you want. It is an honor to bring one such as you enjoyment. Oh my. Is that Pavir? Amazing. I've only read about such things. Fascinating. Forgive my distraction, Supreme One. Why do I keep calling you that? Because you are the Supreme One. At least to those of us in the time that I come from. Please allow me to explain. Humans are struggling in my era. We've made great technical advances, yes, but at a cost we could not have foreseen. Simulated companionship and sight projection. What I suppose you would call virtual reality have almost completely overtaken in-person interaction. There is no longer loneliness, as each person may choose the design of their own perfect partner, and we have chemically cured all forms of mental instability and unnecessary emotional reaction. We have peace. And planet Earth is thriving, since now we all live permanently removed from nature within our own perfectly simulated environments. Procreation is a clean and easy process where citizens donate their reproductive elements anonymously, and new humans are cared for by highly skilled intelligence programs. It is a beautiful world, compared to the tumultuous nature of your time. But I apologize for hesitating. What I'm about to discuss is not something I have much experience with. We may have, through well-meant scientific efforts, eliminated too much desire to procreate from the human genome, especially in those capable of producing spermatozoa. Increasingly, we have found more and more instances of incompatibility between our oocytes and spermatozoa. Population crisis already reached severity when I came into being, and now it is dire that action must be taken. Many of my time believe that this is the natural progression of the human race, and that we should allow ourselves to die out. Even with our greatly extended lifespans in comparison to yours, as a race, we would not have much time remaining. But I am a part of a faction that thinks this solution is quite unsatisfactory. Humans have always used research and innovation to change and evolve. Errors are made in the name of progress and then course-corrected. This is merely one of those times. I and like-minded individuals have come together virtually and through exhaustive research, concluded that humanity can be saved if only we are able to collect viable samples of spermatozoa from the most fertile human specimens still genetically compatible with ours. But predating any of our DNA alterations, it was concluded that it was best to search among those in your era, and finally, we were able to trace the most supreme lineage back to you, Supreme One. Your spermatozoa is the most virile of all and the best chance we have of saving humanity. This is why I've asked you to put down the lotion and not discard even a drop of your precious ejaculate, Supreme One. I am here to formally petition you, on behalf of my small community, to help save human life as we know it. What will it entail? Well, we tried to keep the process as simple as possible for your comfort, Supreme One. I only need you to ejaculate into this sterile container so that your spermatozoa may be safely collected and stored for my return to the future, where it will be used to fertilize as many oocytes as it is compatible with. With spermatozoa as aggressive as yours, though, I'm sure that we will have no problem producing many, many genetically superior offspring. In fact, my own oocytes have been chosen as the first to be combined with your DNA, as they are highly compatible. I consider myself very lucky. So, if you're willing, I only need you to ejaculate into this interdimensional storage system about 100 times or so. I ask that you do not use anything other than bodily fluids to lubricate your penis, as it will contaminate the samples. Thank you, Supreme One. Is something the matter? I tried to travel to you at one of the times at which your drive to procreate and feel sexual gratification was at its highest. It does appear as though you were about to engage in vivacious solo stimulation. Have I misjudged the hour? I can return at another time to collect if... Oh. That's not the issue? You're saying that my methods are too sterile? I see. The erection of your penis does seem to have lessened a great deal. That is, arousal is something that is customary for ejaculation during this time period, of course. How could I have overlooked such a thing? I apologize, Supreme One. You are used to seeking copulation with another human, engaging in the act together, or at least enjoying the act vicariously. Ancient humans used their genitals in tandem. Oh, how could I have been so foolish? I do not wish to waste any more of your precious time, Supreme One, but the samples must be collected for my directive to be achieved. What to do? I wonder. This is NS69FW. I have encountered an issue with the plan, and I need a clarification.
This is NE314RD. Proceed with your query.
Can the interdimensional storage system be opened safely and effectively within the confines of a human cavity that does not contain many organs and free-flowing liquids, such as the throat or the uterus? NE314RD, should I repeat?
Technically, yes. But I can't conceive as to why you're asking such a thing. You can't be considering with the Supreme One.
This opportunity cannot be wasted.
NS69FW, it is too barbaric. Don't...
Supreme One? Would you be more willing, more able, to deliver the samples we need were you able to use my body as the storage system for your spermatozoa? I can open the interdimensional collection agent inside my own body, and you could use my mouth or vagina to stimulate your penis to the point of ejaculation. I have read in many of your texts that that is a common practice to induce pleasure and subsequent orgasm in humans, such as yourself. You may use my body as many times as necessary to collect all the samples. And as humans in my era are modified to be more resistant to injury and fatigue, you do not need to worry about my personal safety or energy levels during copulation. I assure you that I am quite confident in this collection method, Supreme One. Though I have never, obviously, never engaged in sexual intercourse with another being, no one has. And in fact, you are the first bio-being I have ever been in physical proximity to, as all interactions during my time are done virtually. I am sure that I will be able to perform my duties to your satisfaction. It is an honor to use my body in such a way, especially with such a perfect specimen as yourself. In fact, I feel uniquely qualified as one who has studied your era with a fervor that my colleagues consider unbecoming. I think there is something fascinating about pre-contubular human reproduction. It appears fun. My form is fit and healthy, Supreme One. If I remove my coverings, you can see my skin is unblemished and I have the shape of one who is fertile. So please, please use my body, Supreme One. I genuflect before you. I'm begging you to give me your spermatozoa for the sake of all humanity. Your breathing is irregular. I hope I'm not causing you such distress as to make you ill. Illness can result in a lower spermatozoa count. That would be terrible for you, and for my purposes. My purposes being the reason I am here, nude before you, on my knees, ready to perform acts of sexual satisfaction for the sake of science. Please, if I am not pleasing enough to your eyes, then do it for science! I am physically to your liking? Excellent! I am very flattered to hear you say such a thing, Supreme One. Then, unless you resist, I will begin the extraction. First, recalibrate the storage system. Tingles in a not unpleasant way, but it seems to have worked. Now, as I've said, please use my mouth to pleasure yourself however necessary to produce the largest amount of ejaculate. Ah, your penis is leaking pre-ejaculatory fluid. A good sign, I'd say. So now, I'll just wrap my lips around. They told me that your DNA resulted in a particularly strong and aggressive desire to breed, but that was nothing like the simulations. I've never had my hair gripped like that. It was exhilarating. And this lingering taste. Oh, I hope none of the sample was wasted on my tongue. Oh. How fascinating. I seem to have reached the plateau stage of arousal myself. My orgasmic platform is firm and well lubricated. and my clitoris is activated against my pubic bone. Such a physical response from partaking in that semi-violent, brutish. No, I assure you, I'm fine. My generation was designed to be more durable than the last. But, Supreme One, how much time do you need to recover before we... Supreme One, please! Just wait one moment! I haven't even repositioned the interdimensional...
To recover, Supreme One. I can still service you.
Go. Yes, I understand you worked very hard. Well, then, I will pass the time as you rest by reviewing the data from our experiment and we eagerly patiently for your return. Thank you, Supremo.